Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, welcome from Commando.com. This is Commando On Demand, where we talk to industry movers and shakers to keep you up to date on everything digital. First up, I'd like to say a quick thank you to the partners who help make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible.
Morning. Police say there's a difference between a regular home surveillance camera to catch crooks and what they found in this house.
It was just very scary and something very bad could happen.
Airbnb is tackling privacy concerns.
A rabbi in D.C. has been arrested.
A customer finds a hidden camera inside a unisex bathroom at a Starbucks.
Chris White was on day two of the 5-day Carnival Voyage cruise from Alabama to Mexico when he suddenly saw something strange. Yes, he discovered a hidden camera in his stateroom pointed right at his bed. What happened was he moved the television there in the room to look for some dust. He said it just didn't feel right. Sticking out from the wires, he says, was a small camera, still warm to the touch, its lens pointing directly at the bed there in the stateroom. He asked his wife what it was, and then she looked at him and just turned white as a ghost. The ship's security team sent an officer to the family's cabin to inspect and dismantle the camera. But the reason why the family's coming public is they say, you know, Carnival didn't really do anything. They actually tried to downplay the severity of the situation. Have you ever had the feeling, that chilling feeling that you're being watched? Have you ever looked at your phone's camera, your laptop's webcam, and you just said, well, I wonder if somebody's actually looking through this at me? Have you ever been in total privacy and felt that you weren't really alone? Well, today in the digital age, hidden video surveillance isn't uncommon. And if you've ever felt watched in the past, odds are, well, I hate to break it to you, you probably were. Maybe you've heard the phrase, act as if someone is always watching you. In so many instances, this may make you more careful with your behavior in public, but this cautionary phrase may just warn us of a scary truth, because hidden spy technology, it just really continues to grow. These days, I'm telling you, it's nearly impossible to go about your days without being caught someplace, somewhere on camera. But surveillance extends far beyond those black half-sphere video devices you see in the ceiling of your local grocery store. Gone are the days where spy cams were just resources for government and big businesses alone. Now they're available for as little as, say, $20 on Amazon. At a price like that, these devices are affordable for anyone, even kids. So how prevalent are these hidden spy cameras, and where are they located? For starters, you've probably been watched on video surveillance in the past week without you even noticing it. New hidden spy cameras are inconspicuous, they're easy to use, and they're really, really hard to detect. Some are small enough to be hidden from view, but a large majority are actually disguised in everyday items. I'm talking about pens, clothes hooks, toilet paper rolls, electric outlets, speakers, you name it. Household items are tech spyware's new best friend. But simply knowing about these type of devices is only half of it. You've also got to know where to look for them. Hidden cameras aren't just concealed out in public, on the streets, in shared office spaces. For video surveillance victim Harmony Hashi, a hidden camera was concealed in her hotel bathroom when she was staying at the Oxford Wheatley Travel Lodge on a three-night trip.
I was staying at the Oxford Wheatley Travel Lodge at the weekend, staying for three nights. On the first of my three nights, we'd had a long day at work. I went back to the hotel to have a shower and put all my luggage down, checked into the room, got myself ready for a shower. And as I got into the shower, I noticed something in the vent next to the shower head. And it looked a little suspicious to me. It looked like a camera pretty much straight away. But I tried to convince myself that I was crazy and that that wasn't the case. So I continued to have a shower and just got it over as quickly as possible because I wanted to investigate what was in the vent. When I got out of the shower, I sort of poked around in the vent a little bit. The camera was being held up by white tape, so it looked like it was trying to be hidden. I pulled the tape away and it was blatantly obvious that it was a camera pointing at me while I was showering.
Hatchie's privacy was totally violated. I have to tell you, whenever I get inside of a hotel room, I actually make sure to check out the space for any concealed small black camera lenses. But not all of these objects will be so clear as what Harmony Hatchie saw through the vent near her hotel room shower. Gosh, how frightening is that? Does that ever make you wonder whether any of the hotels you've stayed at, well, maybe they actually had a hidden camera? It's a valid concern. So help yourself and stay right where you are because we're going to talk about the latest hidden camera tech tales. You can't miss this. We just have a short message from one of our podcast supporters. Hey, a quick mention and a quick thank you because I've got to tell you about my toothbrush from Quip. All right, I know you've had parents and teachers and dentists telling you how to brush your teeth your whole life, and it seems like everybody has a different technique. One thing that they all can agree on is that you have to brush your teeth for a full 2 minutes. I've been telling my son Ian that for years, but not anymore. I have a Quip and so does Ian. Quip is electric. It's small, it's light, it's sleek. There's a built-in 2 minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you, are you ready for it? Yes, switch sides. You don't have to guess anymore. With Quip, new brush heads are automatically delivered, just like the dentists recommend, every 3 months for just $5. So you can just forget about it. Try Quip and see why it's backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals and me and my son Ian. We both love our Quip. Quip starts at just $25. That's it. Visit getquip.com/tech right now, and you're going to get a deal. You get your first refill pack for free with any Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free. Yes, absolutely free. Head over to getquip.com/tech. That's getquip.com/tech. Let me ask you a question. What kind of objects have been most popular to disguise spy cameras? Well, one really common device, are you ready for it, is a smoke detector. That's right, they're all over. In a criminal report from 2016, an Airbnb host used this type of hidden camera to spy on his tenants. A man and his employees stayed at the vacation rental during the annual Consumer Electronics Show. Sounds like a fun trip, right? Well, I've been to CES many times. It can be very fun, but just to forewarn you, there are about 120,000 geeks of the week running around Las Vegas. But isn't it amazing that the largest show in Las Vegas has nothing to do with porn or adult stuff? It's actually the Consumer Electronics Show? Well, anyway, towards the beginning of their stay, the renters noticed security cameras in the common areas of the home. And the host says, oh yeah, there are cameras in the common areas, but the private rooms, don't worry about it. They don't have any such devices. Now, I'm not sure if that would have been enough to silence my suspicions, but the man and his employees trusted the Airbnb host. Okay, days later, the renters noticed a smoke detector in the master bathroom contained a small camera. That's right, the master bathroom. That camera had a clear view of the toilet and the shower. Las Vegas police were notified. They found a whopping total of 6 hidden spy cameras in the bathroom and bedrooms. Wow, 6 cameras. And all of them were being fed to a server room. Jeez. Apparently, that's where the Airbnb host would watch all the footage and save it and who knows what else. That's just totally creeping me out. Now, it's likely that the host, the perpetrator, would have gone on using the hidden cameras had the renters not noticed the smoke detector. But this case isn't all unique. Victims of illegal surveillance are often continuously subject to the crime, and Sadly, so many of these cases go unnoticed because victims are uninformed. They don't think to question the likelihood of a camera, especially in a private environment. Of course, we know they're going to be in every convenience store, but in a master bedroom, in a master bathroom, pointed at a toilet? I mean, come on. Airbnb has had its fair share of video surveillance scandals and all kinds of objects. As a matter of fact, I wrote about it in USA Today. I rented an Airbnb house in Utah. And gosh, there were cameras all over the place. And I'm not just talking about outside the house. Inside the house, gosh, let me think. There are at least a half a dozen cameras. In the bedrooms, in the main common areas, I complained to Airbnb. And they said I should check the listing again. I checked the listing again. And at the very bottom, it said, surveillance cameras on the premises. I'm telling you, I did not see that disclosure before, but they said it was there. I guess we have to believe them. So over on YouTube, there's a video with Cameron Russell. He's a professor at Fordham Law. He spoke on the topic of legality. Do you think Airbnb hosts should be allowed to have hidden cameras in their spaces? Well, listen to this.
It's conceivable if they gave you enough specific notice, written notice, notice as to the locations of the camera and that you willingly consented to them.
So should full disclosure really mean that cameras are allowed in what is intended to be a private space? All right, let me tell you something. Not only is it just downright creepy, it's really uncomfortable. And these hidden cameras in Airbnb rentals aren't just in the smoke detectors. We're gonna talk more about that later. But where else are hidden cameras hiding? I have an answer that might be even more surprising to you than a smoke detector. All right, imagine this. You're sitting down in bed for the evening at a hotel, just kind of chilling back, enjoying yourself, you know, maybe hopping on Facebook or news or what have you, Netflix. Suddenly, you get that creeping feeling you're not alone. When you look at your bedside table, oh my gosh, it's nothing. I mean, it's just a harmless digital clock just blinking away at 8 o'clock. All right, maybe you ignore it for just a little while, but you know, that nagging feeling just does not go away. When your suspicion takes hold, you decide to just pick up the clock and take a look at it. Well, that's when you discover, just through that slightly translucent screen, there appears to be a black lens. Inside the clock is a hidden camera. Okay, are you scared? Are you freaked out? I mean, thankfully, this was just a scenario, but for the victims of a huge video voyeurism case in Georgetown, let me tell you something. It was a nightmare. This infamous case involves a once prominent rabbi at a well-known synagogue. The rabbi's name was Barry Frendel. He was 62 at the time of the police investigation in 2014 and was assisting with Jewish conversions at a synagogue while also serving as a professor at Townsend University. Now, according to the Washingtonian, police reports state that Frendel installed a hidden camera in the female showers at Georgetown's Kesher Israel Orthodox Synagogue. These showers aren't regular cleaning facilities, though. This shower area actually contained a ritual bath called the mikveh. Here, Jewish women immerse themselves for spiritual cleanliness and purification. One victim of the video voyeurism case was convert Leah Sugarman. Since Sugarman was undergoing the conversion process to become a Jew, she wouldn't typically be allowed to dip in the mikveh until the end of her conversion, because taking the dip in the mikveh is like the final step. A month after beginning her conversion, Frendel strangely requested that Sugarman take a practice dunk in the mikveh. The next year, Frendel asked her to take a second quote-unquote practice dunk. All right, sounds pretty fishy. Sugarman was skeptical, but she's saying, hey, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is the rabbi, and I'm trying to convert to Judaism, so I guess I have to take practice dunks. Well, she completely undressed for both of them. In September 2014, a member of the Jewish temple, Adele Renna, took over assisting the mikveh. Immediately after taking on her new role, she donated two new clocks to the shower area. But Frendel insisted on keeping the small clock radio with the digital display on the sink facing the dunking baths. Okay, he said that the clock provided, are you ready for it, ventilation. Oh my gosh, what a bunch of garbage. All right, naturally, Adele Renna became suspicious and she snagged the clock. From there, the device was sent to lawyers. Thankfully, Adele took it when she did. Apparently, Frendell had invited students from Townsend University to tour and use the mikveh the following weekend. Ugh, talk about being inappropriate. Anyway, after the clock radio was taken by the lawyers, it was then analyzed by an electronic forensic unit. Police took 5 desktop computers, 7 laptops, 6 external hard drives, 20 memory cards, and 11 flash drives from Frendell's residence for analysis. All right, reportedly, 52 women were subjects of the videos over the course of just 3 years. Additionally, the police report states that Frendell had taken non-consensual images of nearly 100 more naked women from 2009 to 2011. Wow, this is arguably the single worst case of video voyeurism with hidden spy technologies to date. Well, after court proceedings, when Frendell received 6.5 years of jail time, one victim spoke on the matter.
It's good to see that our justice system works, but it still is not a healing. That's going to take time.
What the victim says is true. Frendell's violating actions aren't taken back just because he was served legal consequences. Victims still have to reconcile what happened to them with themselves, and that's true for a wide majority of the cases where the victims find the cameras. How would you get past the scary feeling that you've been watched or monitored without you knowing in a place that you actually trusted would be private? There were more digital clock cases like this one, and we'll talk more about that after we take a quick break to hear from one of our partners who helped make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible. Welcome back. Do you remember the victims of the Las Vegas Airbnb hidden camera scandal we spoke about? It was later determined that yet another camera in that rental space was hidden inside of an iHome clock. Those guests might be surprised to find they weren't the only folks who were subjected to illegal video surveillance via digital clock at an Airbnb accommodation. In Toronto, Canada, just last month, a couple from Glasgow felt unsettled by this analog clock on their dresser, so Dougie Hamilton, one of the victims, reported to the Toronto Sun that he, quote, just happened to be facing the clock and was staring at it for about 10 minutes. And apparently, something about that particular clock made him feel uneasy. Hamilton mentioned that one of the main things that tipped him off was the wire connected to the clock. And that's something to be on the lookout for. Wires that don't belong on ordinary objects could indicate, well, that they're disguising a hidden camera. Airbnb provided the couple a full refund, and the vacation rental property's listing has been taken down. But you have to be careful. Even though this particular spy camera had a wire attached to it, not all spy cameras will. So don't write off devices that don't have a stray wire hanging here and there as maybe just being safe. When conducting a basic internet search on digital spy camera clocks, most of them don't have a cord attached. Remember, the majority of these products look just like regular clocks. Probably because that's what they're made for. They're believable everyday objects. All right, another sign. What I want you to look for in hidden spy cameras, look for these small black holes. Many spy cameras have this small dark circle where the camera's lens is located. Now, whenever I check into hotel rooms or rental properties, I'm always sure to inspect the ceiling for any objects. You want to look at the sprinkler systems, alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, smoke detectors, you get the drift. Always look for that little black circle. Beyond bedrooms and rental properties, public bathrooms, yes, are another common place where illegal surveillance takes place. In Toronto just last year, a 25-year-old woman discovered her hidden camera in a Starbucks bathroom underneath a baby changing station. There were allegedly between 8 and 10 victims, both men and women, that the camera had recorded. Local resident Christy Rogers, she spoke on the matter.
Yeah. You wouldn't think you would have to think about something like that, but I think it's definitely probably smart to just kind of take a look around and see if anything looks suspicious.
And Christy's absolutely right. You wouldn't think you'd have to be scoping out the surroundings of your local coffee shop bathroom, because in today's age, just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean that they're not watching you. Another case that took place inside a bathroom covers Bristol, England resident and former head teacher of a primary school, Ashley Yates. Apparently, a man put a spy camera in a disabled toilet at the primary school. The device was a spy camera pen, All right, not the most discreet object for inside of a toilet. According to reports, a student at the school found the spy camera in the disabled toilet at the school and then passed it on to a staff member. From there, it was handed to a caretaker who discovered, well, that the pen was not really a pen. It contained a lens and a microchip. It's one thing to fear for your own privacy, but imagine if your child or a child close to you was a victim of that type of surveillance. It's important to remember that we need to be vigilant not only for ourselves, but for the people we hold close in our lives. Some people think vigilance in schools should mean hidden cameras in bathrooms. Well, when a high school institution, Windsor Charter Academy, installed hidden cameras in bathrooms to monitor students, allegedly outside of the stalls and only the sink area, well, of course, as you can imagine, it had a lot of students uncomfortable using the bathrooms, and a lot of parents were concerned too. One student discussed her discomfort.
It makes me really uncomfortable going in there just because I know that a lot of people have access to it, but I don't know who's watching me or why they're watching me while I'm in the bathroom.
The student's concerns are only natural. Would you feel comfortable going to the bathroom in a monitored area, even if the claims were made that the stall wasn't being recorded? At a time where skepticism is vital to our safety, I know that I might be hesitant about using those bathrooms. But while that debate about cameras in schools still wages on, one thing is very clear. Any device intentionally pointed at a toilet, well, that's just not acceptable. This was the case at a recent medical facility in Ohio. A spy camera disguised as an HD mini USB port was placed inside a gender-neutral staff bathroom facing the toilet at Cleveland Clinic Medina Hospital. Even worse, the suspect is believed, well, to be a doctor who worked at the hospital. I'm telling you, perpetrators of illegal private video surveillance aren't always the people that you would expect. Well, taking a closer look at the device itself, the HD mini USB port disguise bears a resemblance to the base of an iPhone charger. Now, these things are available for $20 at Walmart and other places. Highly concealed. You know that tiny black box that plugs into the wall when you charge your smartphone? That's what we're talking about. Above the USB port of the device, there was a very small camera. It appears to be undetectable except for the blue small flashing light that shows, well, it's recording. Okay, before we mentioned unnecessary wires and small black circles, they were good indicators of hidden cameras. This is another good warning signal. Flashing lights are a dead giveaway. Common objects don't have flashing lights, right? So if you get to a hotel room or Airbnb or whatever, and you want to check for spy devices, one of the things that you can do is just turn off all the lights in the room and just look around for any type of blinking light that shouldn't be there. And if you really, truly want to get serious with your spy camera searches, you can also purchase a spy camera detector, say on Amazon.com. That's right, detector devices are available everywhere. And while hidden cameras are marketed as so-called security gadgets, thankfully, the misuse has spawned this creation of several devices that will help detect hidden cameras. And these detectors can range in price from less than $100 to really expensive. I'm talking like several thousand dollars. Some smartphone apps claim to detect these devices too. And one of those apps is called the Hidden Camera Detector app. It uses the magnetic sensor inside your phone to analyze any type of magnetic activity around spy devices. All right, it's comforting to know we can use apps and other hidden camera detectors to look out for when we may be victims of video surveillance in our private homes and, say, in any type of rentals. But what would you do if you were in a more public area and you didn't feel comfortable, say, holding your iPhone up to an object to see if it contained a hidden spy camera? All right, this type of predicament may come up in schools and neighborhoods. These are two other likely places for hidden video surveillance. Just think of the opportunities for hidden cameras in schools, right? I mean, think about this. Students can quite literally order any range of spy cameras online, ranging from innocent-looking watch bracelets to spy glasses. One website advertises a product called the HD Camcorder Glasses Camera DVR Digital Video Recorder Eyewear. Okay, they're not sunglasses. That's right. These hidden cameras can be small enough to fit in the lens of a pair of average reading glasses. And this pair of spy glasses, well, it's pretty cheap, $16. And think about the implications of this technology if a student were to, say, video record a teacher's desk with the answer key to a test, or, say, copy homework from another student. The dangers of kids having these hidden cameras are extreme, especially, well, think about this. Kids can't always grasp the legality of certain private surveillance. If a kid were to wear those spy glasses into a bathroom and catch another student on video in a private space, well, it'd be a nightmare. The legal consequences could be severe. Some parents believe that kids should be allowed to have hidden cameras on them to monitor teachers during the day. But should teachers be able to monitor students with hidden cameras? While most schools do have surveillance systems in place, teachers have taken pretty much classroom surveillance into their own hands, and not always for the right reasons. In June 2017, a New Jersey high school teacher was caught using a coconut water box. Okay, if you don't know what that is, it's water, coconut water, that comes in something like a juice box. And the teacher was using this coconut water box to capture videos up the skirts of female students as he walked past them. What a sicko. There was a spy camera concealed by a coconut water box. So not even water bottles and beverage containers are safe anymore. And then one business major student at the University of Tampa defends his spyware company, which he started out of his dorm room at college. He says that the demand for concealed video surveillance is so high, he's selling hidden spy camera pens left and right to students at the school. Here's what he had to say.
We're entering an environment, I think, as a society where people are always monitoring what we're doing. And, you know, we work with a lot of people who are being discriminated or harassed at work.
But while the student argues that the pens may help people record situations of injustice, it's hard to imagine that all these pens are being used for good on a college campus. The fact of the matter is they're simply not. This is actually a huge issue in Seoul, which has begun recruiting government workers to scour college bathrooms for recording devices. You see, crimes involving hidden cameras have been on the rise, but get this. Just last year, there were some 5,000 uncovered cases of illegal video surveillance with hidden cameras in Seoul. Many enraged students and citizens. They call for a ban on the possession of hidden cameras and demand tracking those who purchase hidden cameras. But will the recent uproar in government bathroom checks be enough to totally take care of the issue? I doubt it, but time will tell. So we've covered schools, Airbnbs, bedrooms, bathrooms, hospitals. Well, there's one other place where private video surveillance is becoming an increasing concern. Do you know what it is? Can you think about it? Let's talk about neighborhoods. In recent years, hidden exterior house cameras have been growing in popularity. Garden cameras like those hidden in landscape rocks and even fake plants are widely used. This isn't simply because people want to protect their plants. So where is the line between vigilance and invasion of privacy when a neighbor's hidden security camera is directed at, say, another neighbor's property? Attorneys Greg Fellerman and Ed Chiaramboli try to answer that question.
You know, Mike, this is, as I said, this is a very, very unique question. If the cameras are aimed at your house, then, you know, your neighbor probably is, invading your privacy. Obviously, you know, you have a right to, your privacy in your home. And if these cameras are directed at your house, then the answer might be yes. Now, if the cameras are just, you know, if they're just kind of catching a broad area, I don't know if it would qualify for an invasion of privacy claim.
The line can be hard to draw when it comes to outdoor cameras, but one neighbor went so far as to place a hidden camera in the room of a female adolescent who lived across the street. Gosh, nice. The victim's family, as you know, and you can guess, they were shocked to discover the camera pointed at the minor's bed. But in Oregon, where the family lived, invasion of privacy, even recording a nude child, well, it's only a misdemeanor. It was later discovered that the neighbor had been recording the girl for 5 years. The victim, Madison Reed, claims that even though they caught the camera in her room, she will always have this creeping feeling that, well, that she's being watched.
Like, every time I go into my room, I have to, like, look to where my parents found the camera just, you know, to make sure it's not there. And then every time I'm, like, in the shower, I'm like, oh, my God, he could be watching me right now. You know, it's just not a good feeling to have, but I think about it every time.
This case is something that Madison Reed will forever be affected by, but government is only just coming around with legislation to provide harsher punishment for video surveillance. Particularly in the case like Madison's, there's no reason why such a severe crime has such meager legal consequences, but ultimately, what makes this topic super messy is the clarity on what's acceptable and what isn't when it comes to exterior surveillance. If your neighbor has a spy camera pointed at your yard, would you feel watched? Would you feel safe? Would you behave differently? This reminds me of a call that I had on the show. A woman was obviously upset because her neighbors, well, they pointed their exterior camera right on her hot tub. And guess what she liked to do in the hot tub? That's right, get in naked and drink a lot of wine. So if you're worried that your neighbor might be one of those concealed camera owners, you really have to look around. Likely neighborhood spy cams include doorbells, landscape rocks, plants, motion sensor outdoor lights, even decorative lawn items. But as fear rises, I can't help but wonder, can't these devices be put to better use? I've got an answer for you after this. Hey, welcome back. Before the commercial break, I questioned whether these hidden cameras could be put to use for the good, and the answer is yes. While many different types of spy cams are disturbing, these high-tech cameras haven't only been linked to negative privacy breaches. Many hidden nanny cams installed in Bluetooth speakers, baby monitors, iPhone docks, and plug-in wall outlets have helped parents stay alert to the behavior of maybe some bad nannies. In one case, a camera hidden in a baby monitor detected the nanny hitting and shaking a special needs infant. The traumatized mother reflected on this, recalling,
"Saw her just looking at him and not doing anything while he's screaming and crying, and I thought that was odd. I did tell the other moms, I said, I think I see my special needs baby being abused."
Since she was always away from her home, the child's mom was feeling completely helpless, but luckily, she caught it all using a video app on her phone that connected to the hidden nanny cam.
My husband was in the parking lot moving the car at this time, so I said, tell them, like, if I pass out, please tell them, like, look at the video, because I think this is what I see is going on.
In another nanny cam case, a camera hidden in a wall outlet in the child's room recorded a nurse to a special needs child, peeing in the sink. Thankfully, this case and the former one were able to be addressed by the parents before the children were exposed to these shocking behaviors any longer. So, what do you think? Do these minor positives outweigh the hidden spy camera privacy breaches that we've already talked about? Let me ask you a question. Do you feel informed enough about the vast and increasing array of spy cams to be on the lookout? All right, to recap, these hidden cams can take on the forms of smoke detectors, iPhone docks, clocks, wall outlets, USB ports, pens, reading glasses, water bottles, bracelets, teddy bears, audio speakers, lawn objects, landscape rocks, baby monitors, plants, motion sensing lights, dressing room mirrors, the list goes on and on. So what can you do? Victims who have caught the video surveillance perpetrator share two things in common. The first is that they're informed. In police reports, victims have often mentioned reading spy gear articles or watching news anchors talk about the topic or listening to, say, the Kim Komando show or other shows where we talk about it. And that's why I wanted to cover it here on Komando On Demand. The second commonality these victims share is that they acted on their own suspicions. Have you ever had this gut feeling and not acted on it, only to figure out it was too late, that your gut was actually right? Oftentimes, our bodies tell us something's wrong before our conscious minds even realize what it is. So really, learn to act on your skepticism when you feel it. Even if you find that an object in question isn't a spy cam in disguise, you'll feel better off knowing that, hey, at least I checked. No harm can come from you taking proper caution. And in today's world, if you feel like you're being watched, odds are you're probably right. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. And if you learned one thing, just one thing in this podcast, be sure to like it, share it, download it, tweet about it, post about it. You get the drift.